When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I truly believe that if you want to communicate more effectively in English, you need to know exactly how to sound polite, especially in formal situations like the workplace. In today's video, I'm going to teach you 50 phrases that will help you sound more polite and really just more polished, which means professional, in the workplace. Follow along with these 50 polite phrases. Let's first start with some formal phrases for professional communication. When you meet someone, of course, you want to say, good morning, and you'll say their name. So let's pretend we're talking to Joe. Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Good morning, William. How are you?
And only when you're in a formal situation, I want you to say, it's a pleasure to meet you. Instead of saying, nice to meet you, or, oh, it's good to meet you, let's say, it's a pleasure to meet you. If you are speaking to many people at one time and you want to say your name, say, allow me to introduce myself.
Allow me to introduce myself.
This is just a great icebreaker, a way to start by introducing yourself. It lets the audience or the people that you're talking to know that you need to say your name, and maybe you'll say your job title or something about yourself. Allow me to introduce myself. When you are trying to be polite, it's super important to express your gratitude or thankfulness. When we're speaking in written text over email and you want to say that you're happy that someone responded very quickly, you can say, I appreciate your prompt response. I say this all the time because I really do like it and appreciate it when people respond to email messages very quickly, especially if I have a request or a question. Sometimes if you send someone an idea or something that you want to happen, you can close your email or end your email by saying, thank you for considering my proposal.
Thank you for considering my proposal.
Or if someone responds to you about your idea, you can just say, thank you for considering my proposal. I will wait to hear back from you. This phrase, thank you for considering my proposal, it just means thanks for your time. Thanks for thinking about it. And you can either thank them in advance or thank them after they consider it. If you want to say formally that you are happy that someone helped you, you can say, I appreciate your assistance.
Appreciate your assistance.
This is a great formal phrase. In English, it's really important to make sure that someone isn't busy or make sure that they have time to help you before you ask for help or before you assume that they can help you. A great phrase to use for this is, may I have a moment of your time?
May I have a moment?
If someone has been very supportive or helpful and you want to thank them, you can say, I would like to express my gratitude for your support. This phrase is really helpful if someone has been very helpful or supportive to you. You know, they've backed you up, they have supported your ideas, they've spoken highly of you to other people. You can say, I'd like to express my gratitude for your support. And this is a really awesome formal phrase to say this. When you get onto a new work team, or you're starting to work with some new people, or you're beginning a new project with people that you haven't worked for, you can say, I'm delighted to be working with such a talented team.
I'm delighted.
So this is a really formal compliment that you can give to a group of people that you're going to be working with. Again, in real life or over email, the phrase, please let me know if there's anything I can assist you with.
Please let me know if there's anything that I can do to help.
This is a great phrase to just offer up your help and assistance. Let's talk about some informal phrases for rapport building. Now, when you build rapport, it means you build a relationship and trust with other people. And this is super important in the office. And it's the reason why that you need to learn informal English as well as formal English. When you are able to talk to someone like they're more of a friend than a work colleague, it does build trust with the other person. a more informal way that you can say hi is to say, hi, how's it going?
How are you? How's it going? It's a nice handshake.
If you are just trying to build a relationship and not be so formal and professional. A great way that I like to suggest to all my English learners to see someone that they've seen again is to say, nice to see you again.
It's nice to see you again, Ivan.
This phrase just builds on the fact that you have met this person before. Did you have a good weekend?
Did you have a good weekend?
Always important to ask people about their weekend and a little bit about their personal life when you work with them. A nice compliment that you can give someone on your work team is you can say, you bring a lot to the team.
That you bring a lot of very valuable intangibles.
This is just a way of complimenting their work and their skills. Another thing in English that we like to say to one another is, you are so positive.
Are you positive?
Yes, very positive.
This is just complimenting their attitude and their positivity and happiness. I want to tell you how much I enjoyed working on this project together.
I enjoyed working alongside you.
This is a much more informal way of just telling someone that you like working with them and hopefully you want to work with them more in the future. You are really moving the needle. This is a really cool phrase that just means that the person is really making progress. Maybe they're doing new things that nobody has done before in your workplace, or maybe they're just getting a ton done. They're moving the needle. It's like they're making progress. I couldn't ask for a better teammate. This is an extremely nice compliment to give to someone at your workplace. You can even say, I couldn't ask for a better coworker. What do you think about grabbing lunch sometime this week? I always talk about how in English we say grab lunch, grab breakfast, grab dinner. This means go get a meal with another person. So if you ask someone, what do you think about this? This means like, would you want to do it with me? I'm looking forward to working with you more.
I look forward to working with you, Mr. Conrad.
This phrase could be used when you first meet someone and you just want to say, you know, pleasantly that you are excited to work together. You're hoping this relationship is good and positive and you're happy to be working with this person. Let's move on to the next set of phrases that are for navigating meetings and presentations. So these will be a bit more formal as well. A great way to start a presentation in the afternoon is just to say, good afternoon. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon.
This is just showing your gratitude that everyone is listening and you have their attention and their time. Before we begin, I'd like to acknowledge everyone's hard work.
Before we begin,
this is a compliment to the people that you work with, and you're just taking the time to make everyone feel good and let them know that you have seen them working hard. This is a great phrase, especially if you are a leader or a boss. When you want to add on or add, you know, a comment onto what someone else has said in a meeting, let's pretend like we're talking about what Joe said. You can say, I'd like to add on to what Joe said earlier. This is the most common way that you can, you know, talk about an idea that relates to something that someone else has said in the meeting. I'd like to add on to what Joe said earlier. If you want to agree with someone, remember, it's always important to use another individual's name. You can say, I completely agree with your perspective, Joe.
I completely agree.
And this is just agreeing with their idea and the way that they see things. If you want to thank someone for saying something in the meeting that was important, you can say, thank you so much for bringing that to our attention, Joe.
Oh, thank you so much.
If you want someone to explain what they're talking about a bit more in a meeting, you can say, can you elaborate on that point a bit more for me?
Could you elaborate on that?
And to elaborate means to expand or talk about or explain some more. And when you really don't understand what someone is talking about or how they got the idea that they're speaking about, a formal way that you can say, can you explain that? Is to say, can you show us how you reached your conclusion?
Could you show us, please?
When someone shares a really valuable opinion in a meeting, you can tell them, I appreciate your input. Let's explore that further. So someone's input is their opinion. So I appreciate your input. I appreciate or I like that you're telling me how you feel about whatever's going on in the meeting or in the company. Let's take a moment to review the key points.
Let's take a moment.
So the key points would be the main ideas or whatever you have talked about that's really important in the meeting. The key points. If there are no further comments, let's move on to the next agenda item.
If there are no further questions.
So oftentimes in the workplace, when you have a meeting, you have an agenda or a list of things that you need to talk about or decide. And so often when you want to keep the meeting moving, you'll use this phrase, if there are no other comments. That means like nobody else has anything left to say. You need to move on. In conclusion, I believe that this approach will lead to success. So when you're ending the meeting, the most formal way is to say in conclusion, or if you're ending a talk that you're giving and you know you just want to summarize everything and say like this work, I believe this approach or your idea will lead to success. Let's talk about how we can master formal written communication and still be super polite. If you are emailing someone for the first time, you can say, "Dear Joe, I hope this email finds you well." And if someone answers a question very quickly, you can say, "Thank you for your prompt response to my inquiry." An inquiry is a formal word for a question. If you have talked to someone and now you're going to email them about what you talked about, you can say, "I wanted to follow up to our recent conversation."
I wanted to follow them.
And oftentimes in the workplace, you need to attach or send a document with an email, especially if someone requests it. So you can say, "Here is the document you requested. It is attached." Or you can say, "Please see the attached." This just is bringing attention to the fact that you attached a document to the email. A great way to end an email where you have sent some thoughts or ideas to someone is you can say, "I look forward to hearing your thoughts on the matter." This just means that you are eager to hear their opinion. If you want to compliment someone for, you know, seeing a mistake or seeing something that was missed, you can use the phrase, "Your attention to detail is much appreciated."
May I have your attention, please?
If you think that someone was confused or they say, you know, "What's going on with this?" you can say, "I apologize for the confusion. Let me clarify." This means, you know, to clarify means to make more clear or to make someone understand.
Let me clarify the situation.
When you want to make sure that someone is not hesitant or, you know, scared to ask questions about something, and you want to provide the best customer service or just, you know, the best relationship possible, you can say, "If you have any questions, do not hesitate to ask." And I often say this at the end of my emails, just to make someone know that I am available to answer any questions.
If you have any further questions, feel free to call. Thanks.
In English, we oftentimes use "best regards" at the end of an email before our name, before a signature. And some people even just say "best." "Best regards, Kayla," or "best Kayla."
"Best regards, Eric."
If you want to begin a message with just a nice pleasantry, you can say, "I trust this message finds you well." This means I hope that you are doing well. Let's talk about some great English phrases that you can use to wrap up a conversation in the workplace. And remember, we are going for polite phrases that you can actually use with the people you work for. You can just use the phrase to sum up our conversation today. You could say, "Let's reflect on what we've covered." This means, you know, let's speak about what we've talked about already today. I encourage everyone to share their thoughts before we conclude. This means that you are asking everyone to share or say their opinions on something before you end the meeting or the conversation. Thank you all for your active participation.
Thank you all very much.
This is when you want to thank everyone for actually speaking and being present and participating in a meeting. As we move forward, let's keep these key points in mind. That means just remember what I've talked about. Don't forget these very important ideas as we keep going in the discussion. So that phrase, "key points," remember that means important things or important ideas. I encourage you all to apply these concepts to your daily interactions. This is a really formal way to just say, like, actually take what we've talked about and use them in your everyday workplace life or your actual job. Don't just forget everything we talked about in the meeting. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions or need any clarifications.
Feel free to use it and know that it's clean because...
This is another really polite, nice and formal way to say, you know, I am available for questions. Feel comfortable asking me because I really want you to understand. So feel free to reach out. To reach out would be just to talk to me or to email me. Keep up the fantastic work.
Your daughter is doing fantastic work.
This would be a nice way to tell everyone they're doing a really good job in your workplace. I'm confident that our teamwork will lead to success. And finally, when you want to, you know, just close out what you've sent to someone, you're looking forward to working with them more, you can say, I'm looking forward to our continued collaboration. And this would be great in a face-to-face meeting, a Zoom meeting, or an email if you said this to someone. I'm looking forward to our continued collaboration. I'm looking forward to teaching you more English phrases. I hope you enjoyed these 50 phrases that will help you sound more polished and polite in the workplace. If you want another lesson that's just like this one, check out the next two lessons on screen. Best of luck learning more English. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.